Hi, I'm Patrick Palm, and this is the Learn from Leaders podcast. In this show, I interview favorite customers and other interesting leaders in product development, marketing, HR, executive management, investors. You find favorite leaders in many different places and in organizations doing game development and publishing, software as a service and other tech companies and big enterprises, you know, going from very centralized command and control kind of organizations to a more modern way of working with a culture with high team autonomy and better alignment towards the company goals and values. So let's go.
All right. So let's get into the topic here. When it comes to, you know, building your studio, you know, you're early, and I'm guessing that you're already been thinking quite a bit about, the go-to-market strategies and not only, thinking about the game experience. And there's been an enormous amount of buzz recently around Helldivers 2, especially at GDC and around. And I would love to hear your take on, why this became such a, fantastic hit and in particular, the whole, community-based sales aspect of it.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I think there's a few things going for it. One is, I think that the sort of session-based play with your friends, PvE kind of game is definitely having a moment to shine, where a lot of folks are sort of looking for that experience. They've had some good examples with Crafting Survival in Pal World, or things like Lethal Company. And so they're sort of jumping from PvE experience to PvE experience because it's sort of a place for them to have social time with their friends and go and have some fun. I think that's they do that quite well. The IP and world that they've chosen to do is, it's very tongue in cheek. It's very satire, but it's also super approachable for a lot of folks, whether you've seen Starship Troopers or just sort of get the bizarre military jokes. I think there's a resonance there, and they do a really good job of having every touch point with Helldivers play into that. The social accounts stay in character, and that kind of stuff. And so that gives not just, a fun world for folks to play in, but also it's easy for everyone to play along and be in on the joke. You'll get people talking about managed democracy and talking to the democracy officer and that kind of stuff, because it's an IP that's very easy to role play in, even casually. And so it's fun for groups to sort of find each other and talk in that language. And then I think the way that they do live service is especially compelling and pulls from some really good methodologies on organized play that tabletop and wargaming has done for a while, which is really helping to make sure that the world feels responsive to the players and the players' actions. So having the missions and having your contribution tick up inside the game, having the world and the major orders sort of respond to you and feel like it's an actual campaign going on. And when you succeed or fail a major order, it does actually feel like it shifts the story, right? The way they present it, I think, really scratches that itch for our brain of wanting to feel a sense of belonging and a sense of connection, and a sense of like concerted efforts. And so that really gives players a really great desire to keep playing. There's a bunch of other stuff that they do in small ways that also helps, like the mythology of Joel, the game master, whether or not he exists, I think is a great touch of like, oh, we're playing against another human and stuff. But like all of these touches really come together to create something that is quite easy to jump into with your friends, but then has that compelling like, oh, no, I want to play again. I want to play again. I want to contribute to this major order. I want to jump around to this thing. And I feel really connected to the broader community. So
how, would you say that it's possible to draw some conclusions that, other, studios, basically can treat as a playbook? I mean, the reason I'm asking is because, many favorable customers are quite new studios. They have raised some venture capital. A lot of go-to-market strategies around performance marketing might not be working as well as in the past. You know, they're thinking a lot about, you know, community-based, you know, sales, you know, they're starting to do that quite early in the life of the company. Do you think it's possible to do some kind of, like, you know, generalized, you know, learnings here that will basically be a bit of a playbook for other studios?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of this is actually quite applicable to other games and other studios. A big piece is when you're thinking about the IP for your game and how it's presented to players, finding ways for folks to feel really connected to it and have shared language around it, right? So, like, you know, think about as part of your IP and as part of the world that you're building and how you talk about it, how do players stay in character, in quotes, and like, what are the quotable memes that are going to come out of it, and do some of that thinking ahead of time and develop your IP in a way that helps with that. I think also when you're developing your live service sort of plan and how you are going to both communicate and deliver rewards to players, figuring out how it can feel as responsive as possible to players' actions is also very engaging, where the players feel like their actions are directly responsible for the next bit that happens, right? You know, I think there's a lot of ways that different games, you know, have historically done this, even if they aren't as, it's not as dynamic underneath the hood, it's more planned out, but having ways that players feel like, oh, I did this thing, and so the game itself is having a conversation back with me is quite good. Whether that is, you know, through in-game objectives and actions like Helldivers is doing, but, you know, even prior to this, one of the things that Overwatch did originally was some of the emotes and stuff that they would present into the game in live service updates were responsive to the memes that the community was doing, like the Gremlin Diva memes, and that makes the player base feel very connected and entrenched in the game, because they start to feel like their actions have real meaning. And I think that's a really big superpower that live service games should be embracing more and thinking about how they build into their plans.
I mean, what you're you know, building at TNGM is quite, you know, AI oriented. Are there learnings here, you know, that you know, when you were getting into this, you're like, yep, that we're gonna steal this one with pride.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I think a ton of what we're building and focused on, because of both our backgrounds in tabletop gaming as well as our focus on AI as an emergent technology, is about that responsiveness layer. And so I think finding all the ways that players can feel like the world is responding to them is a big part of how we're thinking about our live service. You know, whether it's as players run into and befriend characters, or, you know, the community as a whole finds certain locations or characters that they are really falling in love with. How do we elevate that? How do we have that be responsive in the conversation with the community? How do we highlight that character more? You know, to how do we have the story of our world be quite responsive of, like, as players are completing missions and doing certain objectives, the world responds to that and their specific actions of how they are solving those missions, and having the actual world respond to that. That's a ton of how we're thinking about that live service layer. And that, you know, has definitely been reinforced and I think validated by the approach that Helldivers 2 has taken. But some of the references that we pull back go all the way back to Legend of the Five Rings, the card game, how Games Workshop does 40K stuff, and how Magic did Ravnica stuff, of just looking for places of how players will find identity in our IP and then role play that out in ways that feels like they're having conversation, not just with themselves, but with other players and, in fact, the game itself.
Cool. Can't wait to play.
Yeah, me too.
I hope you liked that interview. If you did, you know what to do. Share it on your favorite social media so others can learn from the favorite community.